If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Cool Planet Champions is Ireland's first national programme designed specifically at explaining climate change in as simple, understandable and colloquial ways as possible. The programme has called out for and now nominated 26 volunteers from every county in Ireland and has trained them to the best of international standards to spread the word in their local communities and to help educate, inform and inspire change. Which means that's the job of my next guest, Anne-Marie Harrington. Good morning to you.
Hi, Gavin.
Thanks for joining us. You're Clare's Cool Planet Champion. You've been living in Ennis for the past number of years. Why did you want to get involved in this?
I suppose, like a lot of people, I think we all know about climate change now, especially down here in Clare, because when something happens, we're right there at the front line, if there's a storm or if there's flooding or whatever's happening. So there's no avoiding it. But I think, like a lot of people, for a few years, I was getting more aware, but also feeling, well, what can I do, you know? Mm. And I was kind of waiting for an opportunity to come along. And I worked in communications, that's my background, you know, in advertising and branding.
Sure.
And then when I saw this opportunity to actually go out and talk to people about climate change and to listen as well and to look for practical solutions, I just thought, this is exactly what I want to do.
And how? What do you hope to achieve?
Well, Cool Planet basically is about spreading the word on climate change, but specifically, like, for 40 years now we've been hearing scary stories about climate change, and, you know, yes, we need to know, but they don't really help, because what we really want to do is find solutions and things that we can do in our lives and in our communities and end up feeling empowered. So with Cool Planet, what I'm going to be doing is going around Clare and giving talks to schools, businesses and organisations, and basically anyone who listen. But it's with a view to looking for solutions at a local level, you know. And there's brilliant stuff going on in Clare, like in Ennis Diamond, there's the Love Your Cup campaign where people are saying, okay, no more millions of plastic cups going in rubbish every year and ending up in the sea.
Yeah.
And now you can go into a cafe, and I think the Rowan Tree is doing it here in Ennis as well, and you bring your own cup or you buy a cup there, like it's a lasting thing, you know, and then you get 30 cents off. Or there's, you know, there's lots of stuff going on. There's Tidy Towns, Wild Ennis are promoting the local, you know, ecology, because, you know, essentially all ecology is local.
Sure.
All solutions to this are local as well.
But this is what I'm trying to figure out in terms of, and I don't mean this to come across in a negative way, but what I'm trying to figure out in terms of what you're doing is that you mentioned it yourself, people know about climate change. We know what's happening. We know in general terms what's causing it. Are you trying to maybe get to the root and branch in terms of what I as an individual and everybody else as an individual can do in a little way to make a big change?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because, you know, we hear about climate change and it's this big scary thing, and is it in the polar ice caps? Is it 20 years away? Is it 100 years away? What is it? But, you know, the main thing is that we need to feel empowered to say that the little decisions we do can make a big difference, which they can. And also to look around us in our wider communities, because, you know, the changes in our world are coming and we're going to have to be prepared for them. And throughout history, human beings have always worked together to overcome challenges. So with the changes that are happening in climate change, we're going to have to look to our communities as well, and we're going to have to work together. So it's working on two levels. It's telling people there's things you can do on this personal basis. You know, you might be able to car share, you might be able to, you know, bring your keep cup, or perhaps cut down on meat, that kind of thing. You know, that'll all make a difference. But it's also just about reaching out and seeing what can we do on a bigger level, you know, and connecting with other people. You know,
and on that bigger level, we've a way to go.
Yeah, we do. Ireland is not particularly up on this stuff. Like, it's funny because, like, everyone you talk to knows about climate change. you know, and we're all already experiencing it, especially down here. But the action from the top isn't really happening. So this is why the grassroots thing is actually very, very important, because it's raising awareness, you know, in an empowering way where we're actually doing things. And I suppose it's sending a message higher up as well, you know.
Okay.
That we're ready, really.
Fair. And hopefully that can lead to a difference. So, you know, what should we do then? This is your chance to maybe educate all of us. What changes, big or small, can I and everybody else listening to this make? And what would you like to see happen?
Well, I suppose, you know, there's so many changes we can make. You know, we can think about, you know, the things that we do in our lives. We can think about those car journeys. We can think, now obviously, like, and this is the problem, is, you know, we need infrastructure, you know, we need better public transport, we need options, you know, to make it practical.
Yeah.
But where we can, there may be better choices we can make in terms of, you know, it's hard, but sometimes you go into the supermarket and there's, you know, it can be as simple as there's ice cream in the plastic tub or there's ice cream in the paper carton, you know. And you go, well, look, if I buy the plastic one, I'll eat this ice cream tonight, and in 500 years, this tub will still be there, you know. So, okay, ultimately, what we need is a ban on the single-use plastics, you know. But at least as consumers, we can send a message to the creators of the ice cream tub and say, look, we're not buying this anymore, you know?
Okay.
We don't want to live this way. We want to live a better way, and we want to have a better future. But I suppose, ultimately, as well, we need to kind of connect with others, you know, and do it together, because that's what human beings have always done throughout history, is okay, work together to solve problems.
And you'll be doing that and leading that, you hope, over the next little while. If people want to find out more, if they'd like to hear you talk, what's the plan on that one, Anne-Marie?
Okay, basically I'll be giving talks, and I'd really like to hear from anyone who would like to host a talk, and I'd also really like to hear more stories of local climate change heroes like Seed Savers or like the Love Your Cup campaign, and I'd like to bring those stories to a wider audience. But basically, schools, colleges, organisations, networks, anybody who'd like a talk. And
how can they get in touch with you? Or
they can get in touch with me if you go onto Cool Planet Experience on Facebook or on Twitter. You can leave a message for me there, or I'll be there waiting for you.
Very good indeed.
And also, there's a brilliant interactive exhibition up in Powers Court in Wicklow that's opening in January, which is almost like going into a video game where you see what's happening and you look at outcomes for if we do a lot now or if we do very little now, and what Ireland is going to look like in 50 years time depending on what we do now.
Okay.
Because our choices right now really matter.
And you can check out more of that on coolplanetexperience.org. Anne-Marie, a pleasure to talk to you. I'm sure we'll talk again. Thanks for joining
That's
us this morning.
Thank you very much.
All very best. Take care. Anne-Marie Harrington there.
Clare FM's Morning Focus.
In association with Frank Hogan, Mercedes-Benz Limerick. Serving Clare and the Midwest. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit frankhogan.ie for exceptional offers.